Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week I have a very special pleasure to do an interview with somebody who you have heard, let's just say, several times before, but we are going to talk to him in his new position, and that is Thomas Doerr, who we have visited with in the past, working with USDA in the rural development area, and boy, lots of conversations, Tom, about things like ethanol and renewable fuels, but we've got a new position. So just to get things started, tell everybody about what you're going to be doing.
Well, thank you, Chuck, and thanks for calling me. Yes, I've been honored with the request, and I think it's going to be a real privilege to be the new CEO and the president of the U.S. Grains Council. And it is the largest international market development organization in place for the purpose of developing international markets for corn, sorghum, and barley. The organization is going to celebrate its 50th anniversary next July. I've been familiar with it a long time, particularly when I was farming and actively involved with the Iowa and the National Corn Growers Association. It's a terrific opportunity, and I think it's occurring just at a time when, coming off the back of the last couple of years, when people were concerned as to whether or not U.S. Farmers were going to be able to produce all the corn and barley and sorghum and soybeans necessary to both feed a hungry world as well as provide the ancillary energy requirements that were being expected of it. We're now finding out that they can, and they can in spades, and it's clear we need a strong international trade policy, and we need a strong international development effort, and the Feed Grains Council has been really the Cadillac of the market development groups, and so this is going to be a great great opportunity and a great privilege to work with this group.
Now, is that effective immediately that you're in the position and taking and starting work?
No, actually, I've agreed to assume my responsibilities. I believe it's Monday, November 16th. Ken Hobby, the current and longtime CEO and president of the organization, I think Ken has been with the organization for over 33 years, has been the CEO for 18, is going to continue in that position until he retires at that point. But they're going to give me a few weeks to kind of get some other things wrapped up and take care of a few personal matters before I am expected to hit the ground running.
Probably get some business cards printed and things like that, you know.
Well, I presume we probably ought to be doing that. That's correct.
Well, so I guess you're up for some international travel then, huh?
Well, I'm sure that's part of the responsibility. There's no question about it. It's very clear to me that the Feed Grains Council has a very strong and very successful international market development arm within the organization. What we really want to focus on, amongst other things, is to make certain that we talk to our producer members and maintain a strong and outreach with the farmers and producers who are responsible for providing a lot of the funding for the market development work that comes out of their checkoff dollars. So there will be both international travel, but I'm looking forward to really getting immersed again with my colleagues in the production agriculture side. And then there's a strong agribusiness membership base that I think brings a lot of insight and a lot of influence into our effectiveness overseas as well. So it's a broad spectrum of responsibilities. I know that there's a strong staff there, and we're gonna step into this one day at a time, and get our arms around it, and try to lever all the best of the assets the organization has.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've long had a relationship with the organization and had the opportunity to travel outside of the country with the Grains Council before. And, yeah, to see the work that's done firsthand out with the field representatives in some of those countries is fascinating, to say the least. And of course, then the proof's always in the pudding in terms of what kind of a return is that bringing to growers and to the investment that's being made. And I think the council has always had a very good record of showing that. So, you know, I know it, you won't be kind of on board officially here for a few weeks, but as you know, look ahead here in your crystal ball, anything you might want to point out in terms of what you see as some of the kind of first things you want to hit the ground working on?
Well, I know that one of the very first issues that we're going to have to deal with shortly after I get there will be the tentatively scheduled. I say tentatively because these things change all the time. But presently, there is a ministerial schedule for the Doha round in Geneva in late November. And my understanding is that that is one of the responsibilities I'll have to be involved with that. So I'll be getting myself geared up for that. But I am particularly focused on getting out across the country and meeting with our members after I've had a chance to get a better understanding of the depth of our staff and who they are and the work that they do. Because it's pretty evident that, I mean, if you look back in 2007, we harvested off of 86 million acres. I'm just using corn because I know those numbers well, but to be comparable sorts of records in many respects with barley and sorghum. But we harvested 13 billion bushels of corn off of 86 million acres. This year it's anticipated that we'll harvest about 13 billion off of 80 million acres. The growth in our ability to produce is astounding. And as the producers in this country have embarked on developing new markets in the area of energy that you know that I was so passionate and talk so much about, it is very clear that this whole thing is coming full circle, and we need to be very, very attentive to the increased production that's coming down the pike, the likelihood that we may have in 10 years down the road anywhere from 4 to 5 billion bushels of corn or corn products to export, the evolution of distillers' dried grains as a high-quality, high-protein specialty export product, I don't think can be understated. The sorghum industry is becoming more and more focused on energy markets as well, and that means there's going to be a whole new array of products coming out of that. So we need to find out what the members' strategic vision is. We need to match that up with what I think is an outstanding international development program. And then we have to really focus on how we communicate all of this, not just to our members, but to policymakers and others, so that there's an understanding of why such a significant need for a strong international trade policy. Yeah. And I think that's that undergirds everything that we're about. This is a new endeavor on my part, and I'm going to be totally dependent on folks that have had more in-depth experience than I initially, but I believe very strongly that this organization can bring a lot of value to producer members across the country.
Well, you mentioned the Doha round. I think if you can get involved in it, we might have to call it the Doha round and get some things done, you know.
Well, I'd be pretty careful about that. You know, there've been a lot of smart people involved in international trade. Just to quote Secretary Vilsack at a recent presentation that he gave in Iowa, he said, you know, international trade is not like just falling off a log, and it is much more complex, sophisticated and complicated than it was even 10 or 15 years ago. And I think he's correct on that, and I don't dispute that. By the same token, it doesn't minimize the need to develop a strong trade policy because, you know, in the long run, whether it was ethanol or international trade. What all of this about is about is creating more value for rural America and more higher quality and diets and improved standard of living for citizens around the world. And when you do that, that results in security at a lot of levels, improved security at a lot of levels, international security, national security, energy security. And, you know, quite frankly, those are just good goals. They're good messages, and they're things that the producers in this country, from an agricultural point of view, have been very effective at. I am really fascinated by the fact that just this year there was a huge celebration. I was not part of it. I read about it. I wished I could have joined them, but big celebration on the Khrushchev-Roswell-Garst meetings that occurred in the development of the relationship with the Soviet Union. And in retrospect, you realize how significant those were in the context of knocking down barriers that impede people's ability to get along, impede people's ability to have access to quality diets. And that's certainly something that we shouldn't overlook. And interestingly enough, this is the 50-year anniversary, or next year, 2010, is going to be the 50-year anniversary of what was then originally known as the U.S. Feed Grains Council and now the U.S. Grains Council. So I think there's a good record. It's a great opportunity to get a story out. And there are great challenges that I think can be transferred into some extraordinary opportunities for rural America. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you're coming into this right at the beginning of a real milestone year for the organization, and we'll look forward to being in touch and working with you as you continue to develop markets, enable trade, and as I know, part of the slogan for the organization, improve people's lives. And hopefully, if not before, get to see you at the International Marketing Conference that I know will be coming up next February. So,
well, I appreciate it, and I can assure you this is going to be a multi-person task. There's a lot of great people involved in this organization, both the staff level and the members, and I think they can do terrific things. I really appreciate the support from folks like you for groups like this, and your interest and your willingness to kind of help convey some of these opportunities. So this is helpful all the way around.
Well, thank you very much for that, and thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with me, because I know probably there's going to be some others that would like to have that opportunity as well. And so once again, congratulations to Tom Storr, who is the new CEO or incoming CEO and president for the U.S. Grains Council. And that's going to be our Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.